we've been trying to explain to the banks, their representative body, the Minister of Finance, and indeed others, that there are serious challenges on the ground for families trying to work through the existing scheme. And even with the new scheme coming in place, there will be still challenges. Those challenges go from financing arrangements to mortgages still being applied on houses that have been demolished, to bridging loans when houses are being reconstructed, to issues in relation to the mortgage documents. And what is not acceptable is that we will have, unfortunately, thousands of people who will be contacting their own lender and trying to find a pathway through this. What we need is the banks to actually recognise that there is something quite unique happening in terms of homes that have to be demolished and rebuilt, and they have to put in bespoke arrangements for these homeowners, how they can get no-interest loans, how they can support households as they are rebuilding their homes. And remembering, as I said, to the banks, that it is them that are one of the biggest beneficiaries, because they have loans out against these houses, and these houses are valueless. But because of this homeowners rebuilding their homes, they will bring those homes back into value. So it's really, really important that this happens.
And there's serious fear among homeowners. Many people, even with the enhanced scheme, as you said, won't be able to get their homes fixed or won't be able to rebuild them. So it is vital that something is done.
It's absolutely vital. And look, you know, we all know about going for loans or for loans in terms of, you know, in terms of your home or personal loans and all the rest. And age issues come into that. It's your employment, your ability. Not everybody who lives in a house that has defective block is in the workforce. Some of them are retired, and some of them don't have income other than their pension or their social welfare rates, and that's, you know, they will place additional burdens on those families. So that's why we've been meeting with the Banking and Payments Federation. I'm delighted that they have met recently with the redress focus groups, why we've also been raising it with the Minister of Finance, and why my proposal to the Finance Committee to hear from the redress focus group to come before the committee and explain in detail what is actually happening on the ground. Unfortunately, for a lot of people across the state, they think that this issue is sorted. This issue is far from sorted. And I think when people hear the real experience of people who are having their houses demolished and trying to rebuild, people will be shocked that families have been left alone and in limbo, in many cases without the support of either the state or the financial institutions that, in my view, need to pony up here.